Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of The Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Going on, everybody. I am happy to invite you in for something new, something a little different today on the Glass Cannon podcast. This is Gen Con 2026 Gauntlet Prep Part 1. What is that? Who am I? What is happening here? My name is Joe O'Brien, and every year at Gen Con, the Glass Cannon Network sets up a booth, and we run something we call gauntlets, where we bring all different, we open it up to all different kinds of people to come in, join us, and play characters in a one-hour grueling gaming experience to see if you can survive. We usually use amazing tabletop miniatures and maps and 3D terrain and stuff like that from friends like Dwarven Forge and other buddies of ours in the business. And in general, we have a great time seeing if the attendees out there at Gen Con can stand toe-to-toe with us and take down the challenge. Well, this year, for the first time, we are going to offer several different game systems. In the past, we'd only done Pathfinder 2nd Edition, but this year, in addition to Pathfinder 2nd Edition, we're going to offer multiple different game systems. And as such, we need to start the work of preparing. We need to prepare what these gauntlets are going to look like, how these pre-made characters are going to be generated, and overall, the kind of schedule of events. And instead of just doing that all behind the scenes, we thought, why don't we record this, share it with the Niche out there, and see if you guys enjoy just following along with us on this journey. So today, I am very, very excited to say that I've got two of the Glass Cannon Network founders with me. Mr. Matthew Cabotacaza is here. What's up, buddy?
Hi.
Hi.
And also our good pal and good buddy and co-founder, Skid Marr, is here.
Hello. I heard my name. Hello.
Hi.
That's your cue when you hear your name.
Hi.
We were going to sit down and work on this project anyway. And so we thought, hey, let's record it, release it, and, get people's comments along the way. In this particular case, what we decided to start with was Traveler character creation. So Traveler is a sci-fi tabletop RPG, for those that aren't familiar with it. And we'll get into more detail about what it is in a moment. But it is a new game that we're going to be offering this year at the Gen Con 2026 Gauntlets at the GCN booth. And so we needed to prepare pre-made characters for the players to play in this challenging gauntlet. But in order to create these characters, there was no other option than to go through the original and amazing Traveler character creation system, of which Matthew Cabotacaza is our maestro. He has done hundreds of these characters at this point, several times with us on long car rides.
And it's the best way to pass the time on a long car trip.
It really is.
It is the best way. The time flies and all we do is laugh and have a great time. Well, instead of doing this behind the scenes, we thought we would do it for you today. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, back, we're going to have Matthew lead us through Traveler character creation. How many characters are we going to get done today? I'm not sure. Are they going to live through character creation? We truly don't know.
I hope not.
Anything could happen. Stay with us. We're going to be back in 1 second.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Oh, please, not that music. That music gives me nightmares from my childhood.
Could we get something a little bit lighter? Some lighter music here.
Are you a fan of true crime TV shows?
And what about Unsolved Mysteries, the show that jump-started all of our love of true crime?
I'm Ellen Marsh.
And I'm Joey Taranto.
And we host I Think Not, a true crime comedy podcast covering some of the wildest stories from your favorite true crime campy TV shows all the way to Unsolved Mysteries.
Baby, you will laugh, you will cry, you'll think about true crime in a whole new way, and you'll also ask yourself, who gave these people mics?
New episodes of I Think Not are released every Wednesday, with bonus episodes out every Thursday on Patreon.
And every Monday, you can listen to our True Crime Rundown, where we go over the top true crime headlines of the week.
So come and join us wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Brian Lucci, a former Chicago cop. Now I'm a producer on Chicago PD, and I'd like to introduce you to the official One Chicago podcast, the first ever behind-the-scenes look at the iconic TV shows. We're talking Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Chicago Med. Join me each week for an exclusive conversation with the writers, the crew members, and the stars.
Void's doing the right thing for Void.
Check out the One Chicago podcast from Wolf Entertainment and USG Audio. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. Just a reminder, if you're enjoying this, and this is like, if you came over here because you like Traveler and you don't know what else we do, go to glasscannonnetwork.com. There is a ton of different shows, of different games that we've played over the years, including some awesome Traveler games that are hanging out there. So go check it out. All right, let's get down to brass tacks here. We've got work to get done, and I think I want to kick it off by having Skid talk to us a little bit about Traveler. So for those of you that are unfamiliar with the game system, Skid is going to give you a little walkthrough of what it is and why we love character creation so much. Please, Skid, take it away.
So Traveler is a science fiction RPG that is one of the older ones. It's one of the very oldest RPGs out there. It was the first sci-fi RPG that I ever played. And actually, it came out in 1977, just like months before Star Wars. So it's an interesting relic too, because it's sort of so much sci-fi, especially in the RPG space, is like heavily influenced by Star Wars in some way or another. This one isn't, like this one predates it. So it's like an earlier kind of idea of sci-fi. It's really cool. But it takes place in a universe, I think it's like 3,000 years from the present, in which there is the human race is expanded and they ended up bumping into another human empire, a much older one, an interstellar empire. And it turns out they're like, what the hell has happened that this race of ancients had seeded humans on a bunch of different planets in the galaxy? And some of them had discovered faster than light technology, some hadn't. And so then there's a big war. And anyway, your characters will be living in the era of the third empire of man. And there are 10,000 stars in this empire, and they're all like vastly different technology levels, different types of government, all these different planets, very feudal system, because communication is very slow. It takes weeks to get from one planet to another. There's no FTL communication at all. So it's very, very inspired by Dune and the
Foundation,
the Foundation novels are like really big influence on there. Larry Niven, like all this like older kind of like classic sci-fi ideas are in there. And character creation is great because it's like there is, it was the first sort of character creation path philosophy that I'm aware of, where it's like you walk through the character's full sort of history to get them to the point where they are when you start playing them. And famously, your character can die as a result of random number generation during the character creation process. This has been mitigated somewhat in later editions, but it could happen today, so we'll see.
It's had a fascinating publication history, and there's now a book about the publication history of Traveler because it's passed around from various publisher.
I own the book. I don't have it with me, but yeah, it's awesome.
But the current edition is published by Mongoose, who have been great friends to us, and they sponsored both seasons of Voyagers of Jump, which was our Traveler show that we did here, and so we'll be using their book to create these characters.
Awesome. All right. So we don't have like a strict plan in place here. I think that we're just going to start by, Matthew, you leading us through the creation of one character, right? We're going to walk through it together. We're going to throw out kind of story ideas and narrative ideas about how this comes to pass, these random numbers that we roll. And then from there, we'll see kind of how long that takes, and maybe we'll move on to another one. There's going to be multiple parts to this. This is just part one. We have to create several characters so that players who sign up for Gauntlets have a lot of options to choose from. And we may do one today. We might get through two. I don't really know. We'll see how it all goes through. But I think we're ready to start. So why don't we just get rolling?
Yeah, so we haven't designed the gauntlet yet. We figured we'd start with the characters and then design the gauntlet for them. But we do know one thing, which is that we are going to be building out the crew of a Far Trader, which is one of the classic Traveler ships. So we know we have some crew positions to fill, but we also can take passengers. So we can also, if we come up with a really cool character who doesn't fit into any of those crew positions, they can also be a passenger on the ship.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, can you explain to me as an outsider what a Far Trader is? Like, yes. what are we picturing here? Is this the size of an Imperial frigate?
It is a 200 ton hull. It does not have weapons on it, but it is mostly used for exploration and cargo hauling and a lot of, like, this is one of the, like, it's a modified free trader, which is the classic Traveler ship, if I guess that could be so bold.
So what's the crew size?
The crew size is 5. With pilot, astrogator, engineer, medic, and steward. And the steward is, you might say, like, steward, what are they doing? The steward's important because it allows you to have passengers. So if this is your ship in a campaign, it allows you to make some money by taking people on board.
How many passengers can it carry?
That's a great question. You have 10 standard staterooms and 6 low berths. So up to 16 people or more.
I guess so. It's not a Star Destroyer, but it's not just the 5 crew members flying it. Like, it's got some space for sure.
In my mind, and Skid, tell me if I'm wrong, I've always I've felt this was an equivalent of like a Millennium Falcon style freighter, right? Where it can bring some cargo, it can take some passengers, it's got some maneuverability, that kind of, like, that's my idea.
Yeah, it's probably about twice the size of a Millennium Falcon. It's sort of the equivalent of like a yacht, I guess, like a luxury yacht on Earth's oceans without the luxury.
Right. So you don't have any weapons on the Far Trader. You've got, you know, sensors.
You can.
All
I think there's a hard point, right?
Well, that's a good question. Does it have a hard point?
Oh, I love the word hard point.
I do too.
In the Mongoose one, there is under weapons. You have, I'm looking at zero, like just the dash to say not applicable. But maybe I'm wrong. Oh, but the important thing about a Far Trader.
Well, maybe not.
Not on this one anyway. But maybe you could add it. I don't know. All right, but the important thing about a Far Trader is it's capable of jump too. This is one of the amazing things about the Traveler lore is that faster than light travel, basically you create a little pocket dimension and you just travel through, you create your own private wormhole, but you can only go one hex at a time. If your ship is jump one capable, if your ship is jump two capable, you can go two hexes and faster than light travel, no matter how far you're going. So if your ship is capable of jump 4 and you're going 4 hexes, it always takes a week. So you go into a pocket dimension and you just spend a week in a pocket dimension and you pop out and you are in that new section of space. So jump 2 is pretty good, you know, especially for a relatively affordable ship, because you can buy ships in Traveler.
Should we make the gauntlet in the pocket dimension? Something happens in the dimension of pockets.
I mean, it certainly could.
It could.
But yeah, so the way we thought we'd do this is we'll walk through it. I'll kind of lead you guys through it, and each one of us will kind of take the lead on a character. That person will roll the dice and make final decisions, and the other, we can all. This is kind of how we do it in the car, right? We're just like, it's one person's character they roll, but everyone's riffing on story and what, like, in the interpretation of each event and that kind of thing. So the way we start with this is basically you kind of look at the character's life from birth to 18 in one chunk, and then you do 4-year terms after that. So usually you start with kind of like, what are you thinking for this person? Like, what kind of planet do they come from? What's their background? And then we can get into characteristics, or we can do characteristics first. It's up to you. Skid, what are you thinking?
I think just start with characteristics and see what.
Okay, great.
Where that leads us.
All right, so you're gonna roll. We're gonna do 3d6, and you drop one, drop the lowest. So you're gonna roll 3d6 six times, and then we'll assign them to your characteristics. So characteristics are like your attributes: strength, dexterity, endurance, which is also your hit points. Intellect, education, and social standing. Good. Give us 3d6 rolls, and then why don't we let's have a little fun. You want to do straight down?
Or I just want to. I want to go straight down the line.
Yeah.
I don't want to assign them.
I mean, that's how you make characters truly like you discover them as you play.
Exactly. Okay. First roll.
Strength
8.
Okay.
What are we looking for here, Matthew? Just give me a sense of our benchmarks. Like, obviously, we know 12 is good. Obviously, we know 2 is bad. But what is like...
So 6 to 8, your dice modifier for that attribute will be plus 0. So anything above an 8, you get, you get plus
bonuses,
1, plus 2.
Anything
bonuses,
below a
anything
6,
below 6
you get
you're starting to take penalties. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
8's not bad. They say the truly average traveler character is 7 straight down. So if you're making like a truly average NPC, it's just 7s.
7.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, this is dexterity. Oh, 11.
Ooh.
Whoa. Okay.
So that's going to be a dice modifier.
11 dex, an archer.
Plus 1.
An archer, yeah. An archer.
I think there is a bow in the book.
There's all different tech levels. Space there's like bow. Stone Age to like Star
I've got
Trek.
I've got the weapons book.
Okay. That's awesome. All right, endurance is next.
Endurance. This is really important. 10.
Not bad. Plus 1.
Wow. Is this like normal when you do 3 dice and drop the lower? I don't think we've done that before in our car rides.
I don't think we have. I think we usually just do 2, but I want
in our car rides, we're more like we want to have more, we like adversity.
Yeah. But we never have any intention of actually playing them. So it's just like, we just want to create miserable people and laugh at them.
Well, what ends up happening in the car ride is it's happened like 3 car rides in a row where Joe has rolled
a
really interesting character. And it's like, he does well.
This
is
the single funniest thing I've ever experienced in a car ride in my life.
He can never advance. So he stays like a corporal in the Marines for like until he's 40 or something.
It was so pathetic. It was so fucking funny.
He was so valuable as a grunt.
Oh, God. All right.
Meanwhile, Skid is usually like a famous admiral by the end of it.
I know. I lucked out.
All right. Intellect.
Okay. Intellect. How smart is this fellow person? 9.
9. Okay.
Okay. Another
plus
bonus.
1.
Plus 1. Education.
All right. Education. 8.
All right. So it's plus 0.
Okay. And finally, social standing. The traveler's place in society this represents. Ooh, 6.
Ooh, okay. Interesting.
Oh. So still interesting.
Plus 0, but not a great social standing. Now, we have in season 2 of Voyagers, we also added luck, which maybe might be a useful thing in the Gauntlets to have some luck available. What do you think? It's an alternate mechanic.
I think it's like, so it's basically like a pool of points that you can use to add to die results. Is that basically, what it is?
Yeah.
It's like the same thing as Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah. Well, except there's a whole, I can't remember. We can get into it, but if you want to do it, we can. I just thought.
I think we should do it.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be the idea of luck. I like having that.
Yeah. Let's remember we're making these characters for you, the listener, to play. And so I feel it's kind of like, give him some luck. Let's have some fun.
So I believe it's just, let me just confirm the rule here.
I also love this idea. Now we'll see what happens when I start rolling dice, but I love this idea of the 3d6 drop one. It's just going to make this ship of like unbelievably gifted people that are that are put into this horrible situation. We'll see if they can survive.
This is going to be more Star Trek than, say, Ice Pirates. for you Ice Pirates fans out there.
Yes.
Okay, so it's a straight 2D roll in Traveler. It's 1D, 2D. They all refer to D6s.
This is where Matthew's reading. It's happening a lot. I assume we would
edit that out.
There's just complete silence for 20 seconds as Matthew reads.
Yeah, you can spend it to get a dice modifier +1 on a check. But you can also use it. That's the thing. You can also use it to survive disasters. That's what it was. That's why I was like, I don't have notes on how this works. It's because it's an adaptable statistic. But I think it'll be useful in a gauntlet to be like, you know what? I'm going to use some luck here. But if you all disagree listening to the show and you write in, we can always drop it.
We can eliminate the luck. We'll roll it for now.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
No sense in not rolling it now.
Yeah. What the hell? 6.
Okay. So you got a little luck. Okay.
A little bit of luck. Not super lucky.
We got an 8 strength and 11 dexterity, 10 endurance, 9 intellect, 8 education, 6 social.
What's developing to me here is a sturdy, agile, like lower middle class person, right? Like, like a working class, agile, constitutional, or is that the word?
And you're smart. You got that 9 intellect, but your education isn't particularly astounding, right? Like you're you don't have that bonus to education, so you probably didn't get a lot of extra formal schooling, right? You didn't go to a fancy school.
Right. Maybe like a technical school or something like that.
Or just like standard public high school.
Just like a regular public school on some backwater planet.
You're a spectacular quarterback?
Yeah, I was thinking a great high school quarterback.
Yeah.
Great high school quarterback who doesn't really have a future in college or
yeah, it's pros. Just like, yeah, no, too small, like not strong enough. Like,
yes. But,
yeah, that's just a senior.
I like this idea. He's a strength 8. I'm also, a strength 8 is like, he's like Doug Flutie, right? Like short, very strong thrower, but not necessary, and can take a hit. He's got endurance. But he's not necessarily big enough to kind of like bowl over the competition. So.
Although I do think Doug Flutie probably had a luck much higher than 6.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Maybe he spent it all on that one throw at the end of the Miami game. I don't know.
He saved it all up for that.
I don't know if you noticed, Joe, but we had this runner on Voyagers where when we were explaining a character's background and education, they went to college. We would have we would give an equivalent school. We're like, okay, they went to Space Ohio State.
Space Ohio State. That was our benchmark. It was like Space Ohio State.
Oh, we got to do that. We got to do that for this. What's that? This is Space Lehigh Valley.
All right. So what?
Liberty.
Yeah. Which, by the way, has a good football team for a relatively unknown school.
Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Okay. Well, so the next step is you're going to get some skills.
Space Colgate. We'll have a full NIT style tournament at the end for all the space colleges.
I also just love the idea of them calling themselves space. Not like they're space before every university in the travel universe.
I bet that's how it's going to work because the universities that exist are going to want to expand. Like they all have these campuses that international campuses. Have,
Oh my God.
It's like I went to UMass Amherst. It's going to be a UMass Mars or something. You know?
UMass Alpha Centauri.
Right.
All right. God. Well, before we get to college, you do get some background skills.
Space Colgate. Oh God, that's so funny.
We also had we were talking about space safety schools.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry to recycle a joke, but man, that's funny.
Well, maybe people haven't listened.
Right, okay. Listen to people.
So you're going to get three. You get your education dice modifier. You get your education dice modifier, which in your case is zero, plus three background skills. So the list of skills on page 9 of the core rulebook, but it's I can read them off here: admin, animals, art, athletics, carouse, drive, electronics, flyer, language, mechanic, medic, profession, science, seafarer, streetwise, survival, and vac suit. You get three of those at level zero.
Oh, three of these. Okay. So I think this is like, I'm imagining this person coming from a average level imperial technological background planet. I like streetwise.
Great.
For this. Streetwise at zero. Like grew up on the streets.
Okay.
Or a street adjacent.
Can I pitch athletics?
Yeah, I was just about to say athletics. Athletics fits in with great. What we're doing here.
So skills, you get them at level zero. You get them at level zero, and then you increase them to 1, 2, 3, and you can go max 4 during character creation, though I've seen that only very rarely. When you get some skills like athletics, they have sub-skills, right? You can choose a specific thing. But you don't do that until level 1. So for now, you just have athletics 0, covers all athletics checks. And what that does is allow you to roll 2D on that skill. And with a 0, you add you don't take any penalties. You just a straight dice roll. If you go up to 1, you get a plus 1. If you don't have any skill, if you don't have any kind of rank in any skill, you want to roll it, you can still roll it. You just do it at a dice modifier minus 3. But then there is, of course, the most famous traveler of skills, which is Jack of all trades,
Jack OT,
which allows you to basically lessen that penalty as you increase your ranks in Jack of all trades.
It used to be even stronger in the original version of the game. It was like, I think there was like no penalty. Like you could basically roll any skill at all with no penalty, I think, or at least that's how we played. I might have been wrong, but that's how we did it, but still very strong. Okay, so streetwise, athletics,
I've got one more pitch I was just thinking of. And just being tropey, if we're going to just be tropey for the high school quarterback that's a star now, but we don't know where it's going to go. I was thinking drive, 0 in drive, like, you know, has a car, bit of a stud. But we'll see how he turns out in real life.
Okay.
That's a good one. My pitch was going to be carouse, because if you're the high school quarterback, and
that's probably great too.
Yeah, I was going to say carouse. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I don't think he has a car. I don't think he has a car at all.
Okay.
Working man's hero.
Yeah. He has to get a ride from one of his offensive guards to practice. I love it.
Okay. I'm taking notes on the background as we go. Okay, so you are now 18 years old. You had a storied mid-level high school football, space high school football
space
career.
Football. Space football. High school space football. career.
So you can now choose. You choose. Do you want to go to college?
I think he wants to try to go to college. He's a smart kid.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not stupid.
He's certainly not stupid.
He's not dumb.
No, you've got the intellect.
Oh, right. He has a 9, not an 8. Okay, yes. Yeah, so he even has a bonus.
He doesn't have the best schooling, but he's smart. Smart kid.
Okay. So you can choose kind of civilian college or a military academy. What do you think for this guy?
I think try to get into regular university.
Okay, great.
Civilian
college, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm going to go to that table. Travelers all at tables. You're going to roll education, and you got to hit 6+.
6+.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And you have no bonus to this roll.
Yeah. No bonus.
No bonus.
I got exactly 6.
Okay, you get into school by the skin of your teeth.
Woo!
Okay. So now
like
you get
760
to
on the SATs.
Space SATs.
So do you think you
that's what the S stands for?
Wait, so now I got to ask you, what school do you go to?
Oh, man. Well, I think with those score, I think he went to Space UNLV. I think he was like a Big West school, you know, something with kind of no offense, but lower academic standards. And but storied athletic.
Shout out to all of our UNLV listeners.
That's right. I actually did the woman because I was when we went to Vegas for the retreat. The hotel was nice enough to pick us up, and I was there with Francis and my girlfriend, and I was making fun of UNLV. Well, actually, it's Francis really was making fun of UNLV for the thing, and I was like, maybe you shouldn't. She might have gone. Like, our driver might have gone to UNLV. I was like, excuse me, man, where did you go to school? She's like, I went to UNLV, and it's like, see?
That's amazing.
So, it's a good school. By the way, I couldn't get in. I tried to get into UNLV out of high school. My academics were very weak, and I was not able to get in. So, much respect to UNLV.
Okay. Well, you do learn some things at Space UNLV. You get to choose 1-0 level skill and 1 level 1 skill from the following list. Well, why don't we do it this way? Is there something you think he wants to major in? Like, what does he want to focus now that his athletics career is probably behind him?
Yeah, he realizes that maybe he doesn't even get the starting gig.
Oh, dude, no, it is not behind him. No way. Like, he's definitely trying out for
he's trying
the
to
space
walk
football
on?
Team. I think he got a scholarship. I think that's how he got in. But I don't think that he's a scholarship for the starting quarterback. I think he's getting like a little bit of money right now. He's probably going to make the team, but he might not even make the team. So, you know, we'll see.
All right. So, all right. Well, all right. So Joe wants to keep the athletics dream alive for you, Skid, but what do you think he wants to major in?
Well, this is, I just started thinking about this puts me in the mind of, you know, Kenny Mayne used to be a Sports Center host, Sports Center. So he went to UNLV and he was Randall Cunningham's backup at UNLV, a guy who ended up becoming like a borderline Hall of Fame quarterback. So I think he's Kenny Mayne. That's what I think.
Yeah, backup quarterback.
Backup quarterback. And I think he wants to go into sports journalism.
Sports media. Journalism.
All right.
Okay.
So then the relevant skills to that.
How is this guy going to end up on a starship in a fight? What happened?
You never know. That's what the roles are.
He could be a passenger. That's the thing. That's the thing. That is exactly the thing about travelers. Like, you can have these plans, but the dice are going to have other ideas.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I would say admin, advocate, art, because you can choose like broadcasting or whatever it's going to be. Language might be useful, and profession, I would say, would be the other one you could do.
Yeah, profession. I think profession, like profession
journalist,
parentheses journalism.
Great. Let me just make sure there's because you can riff on these, but some of them actually have stats. Yeah, no, but I think we can definitely do that. So profession
journalism.
Journalism.
Okay.
So you got to take that one at level 1 if you want the journalism.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, so that's his major.
And then you can take, you know, language or admin or art if you wanted to, you know, something like that.
And I think he's going to minor in the Varger language.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. So I'm gonna note that as Varger, but you don't choose that until level 1.
How do you spell Varger?
But I'll note it in brackets.
Varger. And the Varger are genetically modified bipedal wolves.
We have to have a Varger.
There's got to be a Varger in the
party.
They're so classically traveler.
How do you spell it, Varger?
V-A-R-G-R,
yeah.
V-A-R-G-R. Oh, that's cool.
Okay. So now you increase your education by +1, which is great for you because you go up to 9, which gives you a +1.
Awesome. Awesome. Cool. He studied hard. He worked hard.
Okay. So now you're going to have you roll 2D for a pre-career event.
Pre-career event. 6.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This makes sense, actually. I feel like we say this all the time. Like, you roll, like, oh, like, that's amazing. It makes perfect sense. Okay. You become involved in a tightly knit clique or group and make a pact to remain friends forever.
Okay.
Whenever in the galaxy you may end, gain D3 allies.
Okay.
Oh,
the
wow.
Team.
The
team. Offense, once a rebel, defense. Always a rebel. A rebel for life. Here at Space UNLV. That's our motto.
Amazing.
Gains D3 allies. You want to roll D3?
Okay. 2.
Okay, you have 2 allies. Is there 2 guards?
Well, probably the starting QB.
Oh, right, because you're the backup.
And probably the center. Yeah. It's a very intimate relationship between a quarterback and a center. I think that's probably.
Okay, great. Okay, now let's see if you graduate. Okay. So you're going to roll intellect, and you got to hit a 6+. You can graduate with honors.
Oh, I'd love to. Okay, so I get a +1 to this.
Yep.
9.
Okay, so you graduate not with honors.
Not with honors.
Okay. So graduation benefits. Increase both of the skills chosen by 1 level. So you're going to go up to Profession Journalist 2 and Language Vargr 1.
Cool.
You're going to increase your education by another +1. So you go up to 10, but you stay at a dice modifier +1.
Okay.
You're going to get a dice modifier +1 to qualify for the following careers. Agent, Army, Citizen, Corporate, Entertainer, Journalist, Marines, Navy, Scholar, and Scouts. So you've got a plus. You've got a +1 to get into get that job at Space ESPN.
Okay.
You also could take a commission role if you're going to a military career, which you are not. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. You try to land a job at ESPN.
ESPN. Okay. All right. So now are you gonna go entertainer journalist as your career?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Pull up the page for that.
Wait, what are you doing?
You're going doing journalist. To the entertainer career.
Oh, entertainer. Got it.
So you'll notice that one of the assignments for the entertainer career is journalist. Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But now we got to see if you qualify. So you get a +1 to this, but you got to roll dex or intellect 5+.
Ooh.
So
awesome.
I guess if you're rolling dex, you're going to be an on-field reporter or you're like...
I think it's like a sideline reporter.
You're like a segment producer or something going to run around. So you can choose intellect or it's either or. You get a +1 to either.
It's +1 either way.
How come he never made it? How come he never got the starting job? How come he never was a professional athlete? Was it just that he was of average skill or did he have an injury?
I think he... Oh, no. I think he just... The quarterback ahead of him, they both came on as freshmen, and the starting quarterback was just too good. He could never supplant.
He won the Space Heisman.
Yeah, he won the Space Heisman his junior year. So,
and he just never got hurt and was always
hurt. Just never really got his chance. He got some garbage time, some mop up duty in the Space Orange Bowl.
But
that was
it. But they're friends. He's an ally.
But they're friends. Yes. He had a real mind for the game. He's a smart guy. So he's just like, he's a great, the perfect kind of backup to have. It's just like, guys, it's like really good. Like another coach, like sitting there, just like could analyze the game really well and develop this lifelong relationship.
He's pretty smart. I mean, a +1 intellect. Yeah. And also coming out of college with a 2 in your profession, in your journalist career is pretty good. Like, you know, 4 is like galaxy renowned, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's he's an excellent mega journalist. Doctorate.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Good. Sorry.
So he was good in school. He did well. He got in on the skin of his teeth, but then once he was there, he applied himself really well and he was like, oh, actually, I'm smart. You know, I can do this.
Yeah, smart. I can do things.
But let's see if you can make it in the cutthroat world of broadcast journalism, space broadcast journalism.
Okay. All right. What was that reality show that did for ESPN? That
Where they were looking for Nick was on? A host.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'll look it up. You okay?
Because Nick was on it.
Yes, okay. He was. Dream job.
Dream job. Nick Stevens. I think he won. I think Nick Stevens won the show.
Did he? I don't know about that.
Maybe. I don't know. I think he did well. I can't remember. Anyway, 11.
11, okay.
Oh, 12, actually. 12.
You get the bonus.
With the bonus.
So you begin your career as an entertainer, brackets, journalist.
Awesome.
Note that down. You were taking the journalist assignment. Okay. So now that we are into career, you get basic training. Some of these terms are umbrella terms.
They don't really apply.
Normally you would roll on one of the skills tables associated with this career. But because it's your first term, you basically, instead of rolling for them, you're going to get all the skills on the service skills table that's applicable to you at level zero. So for you, for journalist, you're going to get level zero art.
Okay.
If this were at level one, you would get holography. I don't know, or write. Electronics.
Right. That would be good. That would be really good, actually. And very useful in a game.
Yeah.
To have art write at one, that would be really cool.
You get drive.
Good. There you go. Finally got his car.
You get persuade, which makes sense.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, not persuade. You get investigate, which makes more sense. recon, which is kind of, you can use that as a kind of catch-all, you know, perception in the game, and also streetwise, which you already have.
Right. Okay. So that doesn't go to one.
It does not for this. It would if you had rolled it individually on the table, it would go up one. But because you got it as a basic training, it does not.
Okay.
Okay. Now here's the most important role. You roll survival. So for journalist.
I mean, I see no danger in this guy's life. How does it? Maybe he just gets plowed into by a wide receiver during a game.
Space that was football like running is a dangerous game, even for the people reporting on it.
On the
he's
sideline,
traveling
so.
from planet to planet, system to system. He's like, anything could happen.
Okay.
All right, you're going to roll education 7+. So, hey, you got a +2 to your education coming out of college. So now you have a +1 dice modifier.
Okay.
9.
Okay, you survive, which means you gain an event. Okay, roll 2D for me.
Okay. 7.
Life event. Okay, roll 2D again.
Oh, these 10. Are fun. These are fun. Yeah, these are like, fun. You like get married and stuff, right? Like you meet somebody, fall in love. All right.
It's like in the car. Good fortune. Something good happens to you. You come into money unexpectedly, have a lifelong dream come true, get a book published, or have some other good stroke of good fortune. Game dice modifier, +2 to any one benefit roll.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, I think he gets that job. I think he gets the on-camera talent job.
Oh, the in-studio ESSPN. Job.
Yeah.
All right,
that's very cool.
Survived.
That's very cool. You know what else I was thinking? Could be awesome if he wrote like an award-winning expose book.
Oh yeah,
of like a locker room situation or something. You know what I mean?
Or like broke an incredible space football story.
Yes.
Yeah,
like a scandal, like a doping scandal, space doping.
Yeah,
space doping.
Yeah, they're using Hiver DNA injections. It's the wide receivers, like you make give them little suction cups on their fingers to catch every ball.
Oh, okay. My God. Matthew, I hope you're writing every word of this down, because this is
we're
gold.
Recording it. Why do I have to write it down?
This is, yeah.
This is what we always say when we're in the car. Like, we're not recording this, though.
We should be recording this. We're finally doing it. I do want to say, you know, yes, we're building these for the gauntlets. We're building these for you to play if you want to come and participate in the gauntlet at Gen Con. But, I mean, take these characters and follow along. Fill out the character sheet as we do it and then play these yourself at home. Like, this is so funny. Yeah.
This is for those of you scoring at home. This is a great opportunity.
Exactly.
All right. I have a thing to say. Well, first, let's roll advancement. Let's see if you advance in your career.
Okay.
So this is going to be an intellect 5+. You get a +1 to this.
And I have +1 to this. 11.
Okay. You nail it. Now you get an additional skill. So you can roll on one of three different skill tables. Personal development, which has, you can give you that, those advancement, your attributes included in there. Jack of all trades is also on the personal development for entertainer.
Yeah.
You can roll on service skills, which has art, carouse, deception, drive, persuade, steward. Or you can roll on the journalist table, which you just got +0 to a bunch of.
I think I'm going to go for the personal development. I want to go for that Jack OT. I want to get that Jack of all trades.
Shoot for that Jack OT. Roll 1D.
Okay.
And what do you want? A 6?
6.
I want a 6. I got a 4.
Okay. Oh. Your language goes up. So you can either bump up your Vargr to level 2 or learn another language at level one?
I think he's going to learn the Aslan standard language.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So the Aslan are these kind of leonine alien species. Also, they're also playable. But they're also kind of the Klingons of the Trower universe, right? They're very honor bound. They're very, it's all about that kind of thing. Warrior race. Okay.
Great. Do you get that at one or at zero?
At one.
At one.
Okay. So now you do advance. So you went from rank zero to rank one. So you are a freelancer.
Awesome. Okay.
And because of that, you gain electronics comms one.
Ooh, cool.
And once you have one of these, electronics is another skill where you can have multiple subsets. Once you have one of them at one, you can roll anything at zero. So if you had to roll electronics, you know, computers, you could roll, or sensors, you could roll that at level zero. I keep explaining things, but because I'm assuming there are people who have never played Traveler listening and still listening, but maybe everyone here is a student to Voyager's Jump and they're like, shut up.
No, absolutely not. Nobody listened to Voyagers of the Jump, Matthew.
Thanks, Joe. Skin's problem. Really funny on that show.
No, I think it's fantastic that you explain, you know, as we go, especially in this first part, this first run.
Actually, I was going to bring up too, because Seth Skorkowski was on Voyage of the Jump with us. I believe he has like a 3D printed Far Trader ship, a big model of one.
He does.
Maybe he can lend it to us for this.
Ooh, that would be amazing.
Would be cool to play on an actual Far Trader.
Hell yeah.
I know. I've seen his videos. Like it's very cool. He showed it to us too. Okay. So now that is the end of your term. Your second term. Your first term was college. This is your second term. So now you are 26. You've hit some good fortune.
Yeah.
You're sitting on top of the world. What do you want to do? You want to keep going in this journalist career?
Yeah. When they kill him, it's on a skyrocket to the moon. Why stop now?
Okay.
But hold on, before we start the next stage. So you're saying that in Traveler, because not long ago, we completed the character creation life paths for Twilight 2000 in our We Shouldn't Be Alive show. Go to jointhenation.com for more info. That it's like you don't have a choice when the game starts. So this is like you decide when you're done character creation and you want to move on to finalizing details to play in the game. So if you're like, I want to play a 26-year-old journalist, you could stop character creation right now and do the final polishing and be ready to play.
Yeah. So you can choose at any time to muster out, which basically means you go through your terms and barring any, mishaps, you get benefits, you get benefit rolls for those terms. So it behooves you to do a few terms. You get stuff, you get skills, obviously. Only good stuff has happened to this kid so far, but bad stuff can happen too. So, and especially as you get older, You roll on the aging table and more bad stuff can happen.
Okay. Yeah. Well, before we move on to the next term, because you're going to stay in, you're going to do another term. Let's take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break and come back with the next term. Let's see if this guy suddenly and inexplicably, while working in studio at Space ESPN, dies. stick with us. We'll be right back.
If there was a big red button that would just demolish the internet, I would smash that button with my forehead.
From the BBC, this is The Interface, the show that explores how tech is rewiring your week and your world.
This isn't about quarterly earnings or about tech reviews.
It's about what technology is actually doing to your work, your politics, your everyday life.
And all the bizarre ways people are using the internet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The world of Sonic the Hedgehog has been thrust into a not-so-dark, not-so-stormy, hard-boiled detective story that probably nobody saw coming. Follow Sonic and the Intrepid Chaotix Detective Agency as they take on their biggest case yet. This high-flying, action-packed adventure will take them across the world, fighting for every clue they can find. It's one heck of a tale, which is good, because this story might be the only thing that can save their lives.
Well, if that's all, I can just dispose of you.
Wait, what?
All will be revealed in Sonic the Hedgehog presents The Chaotix Case Files. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When the Chaotix are on the case.
From the darkest corners of our imagination comes a game show that's more ridiculous than terrifying. Welcome to Tickled to Death. I'm your host, Roz Hernandez, and I'll be guiding guests through the creepy questions and chaotic games, all to win the ultimate title of Horror Movie Champion. Listen to Tickled to Death wherever you get your podcasts, and hit follow, unless you want the show to follow you.
Hey, welcome back. We are continuing character creation here for Traveler as we prepare for our Gen Con 2026 gauntlets, where for the first time ever, we're going to offer Traveler gauntlets, which will be really, really fun. And so we needed to create some pre-gen, so to speak, characters for players to play as they come up to our booth and join the game. And Traveler character creation is just too fun to not record. So we gotta lay this down. If you want to avoid these ad breaks, you can go to jointhenation.com, by the way, and subscribe, and you get these for free. You know, no ads. I mean, you don't get it for free. You got to pay for the subscription, but you get no ads. Free of ads, I should say. My impetus was to come back from break and say, if you're just joining us, we are creating characters in Travel. And I was like, this isn't like a broadcast.
Yeah.
I'd love to start a broadcast and just skip right to the second ad break.
45 minutes in.
Yeah.
Where are they at? Yeah, this is not a live show. So, all right. I'm excited to continue this, the story of this guy who has literally only had good things happen to him. What could go wrong? Skid, what are we doing next? Staying in
Not
our
even
journalist
God group. Himself could stand in his way at this point.
For real. He speaks multiple languages. He is a famous broadcaster, sports journalist, broadcaster, and not to mention a bit of a stud. So
I was thinking about it. I think based on the way the ranks work, I think you're probably still a freelancer, but you broke a huge story, and they like Space ESPN is like they keep buying your stuff, right? So you're not quite on staff yet, but they keep going to you. They're like, can you give us something? Yeah. All right. So you said you wanted to continue this career. So first things that now that you've already qualified, you don't have to qualify. Now the first thing you do is you roll on a skill table. So which skill table are you thinking?
This is separate from the last one I did.
Yeah, you got that last one because you advanced.
And oh, okay. Right. Okay.
This was the thing that happened to Joe. He would never succeed on advancement, so he would never get that extra skill.
Right. That's right. Okay.
So now we're into term two, and the first thing you do is roll a skill.
Okay, so I will roll on the journalist table this time.
Okay, great.
Six. So, shit.
Streetwise.
Personal development. Okay, so I got an additional level on Streetwise. So
yeah,
Streetwise.
So level one on Streetwise. Okay, now let's do your survival roll. So again, this is education 7+.
Okay. Eight.
Okay. You survive and gain an event. So give me a 2D.
Two. Oh.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Automatic failure.
Or sorry. You
succeeded at survival, but then you hit 2D. Two on a 2D is disaster. Roll on the mishap table, but you are not ejected from this career.
Okay.
So roll 1d6 and let's see.
1d6.
What happened?
One. Oh no.
Severely injured.
Oh, oh no. No. You did get injured. You got your wish, Joe. He finally got injured. Wish.
Oh my gosh.
We go to the injury table.
Oh, no. Seriously injured. What, did he get hit by a bus? Like walk across the street to another meeting? Like
he fell out of an air raft on the way to a journalism conference.
Reduce one physical characteristic by 1D.
Oh shit. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Now you can repair this. You can pay for medical care. But it is expensive.
Right. Okay.
Oh my.
I think strength. And he's already not that strong, but.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay. 4.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. So he's down to a 4 strength.
He's down to a 4 strength, which I believe is a -1. Let's just confirm that. Yeah. 4 strength is a -1.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think he was in an air raft accident. He like fell out of an air raft 30 feet over the ground and
trying to get that shot.
He was trying to get that perfect shot of the space New England Patriots space practice. And he just fell.
Oh, no.
Okay. But you get to continue in the career, so you can roll for advancement.
So, okay. Yeah, he's gonna stick with
intellect 5+. Wait, what do you think you hurt? You think you like you have like what has this manifest? Did you just like really fuck up your leg, or did you?
Back. Yeah, I think he just like shattered his leg.
Oh, shattered his leg. Okay.
Yeah, so he like walks with a severe limp, and okay, yeah.
All right, so this is gonna be intellect 5+.
Okay. I nailed it.
Okay. All right. So now you get a roll on a skill table. You want to go for that personal development?
I'm going to go personal PD again. Personal D.
Personal D.
Oh, God. Okay. I got 4, so I got another language.
Another language. Or you could bump up one language you already know.
Yeah, I think he's... No, I think he's going to take a rank in the Kukri language. The Kukri basic.
Oh my
god! So, Skid, what are the Kukri for those listening?
Can you
at home?
Spell it too?
K'Kree.
Okay.
The Kukri are descended from herbivorous herd animals on their home planet. They hunted constantly. They became the dominant species on their planet when they developed opposable thumbs. They're known colloquially as the centaur. And so now they are militant vegans. They despise people who eat meat, and they can smell meat on your breath if you eat meat, and they will try to kill you in some circumstances. So that's the Kukri. So it's good to speak their language. You can explain, no, it was an impossible burger. That's, you could just learn that one phrase.
I'm going to send you a couple images of the Kukri.
Okay. Okay. Man, this guy is very, very skilled. Three alien languages.
Yeah.
Polyglot.
Very impressive.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. So you advance. So you become a staff writer. So you are hired finally by Space ESPN. And they put you on staff.
Awesome.
And because of that, you get investigate 1. So your investigative journalist skills go up.
Oh, great. Okay, cool.
Amazing.
Okay.
You know what? I knew that this was going to happen, but it's playing out exactly as I suspected. I desperately, like, this character would be amazing in a campaign. You know, so cool.
What I'm really trying to figure out is where he's going to end up on the crew. But then I realized, of course, like if this keeps going well, you could buy the ship and just be you retire from your journalist career and are like, you know what? I'm going to go explore the stars. You just buy a ship.
Well, is that going to be the background of the crew? If you're on a Far Trader, are you basically, I mean, you said passenger, so he could definitely just be booking transport,
it's
right?
True. He could also just be a passenger on the ship.
Yeah, or he could just be a passenger.
Yeah, so it's possible he's a passenger. He also could, I guess he could own it. He could be like the Stephen Root of
news radio.
The news radio, yeah. Where he hangs out on the ship and has no job, but he owns everybody and is the boss, including the captain.
Man, wow. For those of you keeping track, we've had an Ice Pirates and a news radio reference on today's episode.
Try to
and,
keep up.
And an extended riff on UNLV graduates.
That's right. This is why people subscribe.
Okay.
Yes. But I was thinking one thing that could happen, and let's see where Skid wants to go in the next terms. It could be a communications officer, right? Like
a steward, like a greeter. Like things could go very badly, and he could end up, you know, like a Vegas casino greeter, like on the ship, being the steward of the ship.
That's
like, did I used to see you? Did you play against
Washington State and like the 5,611. It's like, oh yeah, that was me.
You could also could have gotten washed out. You know, washed out of this career, but you have these skills. You meet with a headhunter and they're like, wow, you speak three languages? You know,
yeah. Yeah.
Let's get you a job as a steward on a far trader.
Yeah.
Who knows? Okay. So you're now 30 years old. You're a staff writer at Space ESPN. ESSPN.
ESSPN.
What are you gonna do? Are you gonna keep going?
I'm gonna keep going.
All right.
Okay. I'll do one more. I'll do at least one more.
Let's do one more.
Let's do one.
Okay. So you now get another skill. So what table you want to roll on?
I'll roll on. Wait. Okay. So it's personal development, service skills, or journalist. Or journalist. Right? Honestly, I'm gonna roll on service skills.
Okay.
Six, steward.
Steward. Well.
Wow.
We said it. Now you've got the skill. Okay. Okay. Let's roll to see if you survive.
Can you talk to me about steward? For those of us that are unfamiliar with what a steward's job is on a ship.
Yes. I can also read you what the skill does specifically once I get to the page that has steward.
And so I would put this. Would I put this at zero or one? I get confused.
Everything's at one now.
Okay.
So this it's the skill that lets you kind of tend to passengers, especially like high class. It allows you to do high passage, which is like you can carry nobles and, you know, celebrities. Some things you can do as steward is cook a fine meal, calming down an angry duke who has just been told he will not be jumping to his destination on time. That's the example. Ah. That's the example in the book. But basically, you are the concierge. You are the concierge. You are the customer service of your ship. If we were to find an equivalency to Starfinder, I might say a steward is not unlike an envoy, right? Like you could say like there's just a diplomatic element to the steward. You know, diplomat's another skill here, but obviously there might be an equivalence there.
Yeah, an
equivalence.
And also, we may be doing exactly that, which is kind of interesting. You know, now that you say it, like there's an element to this Gauntlet character creation where we may be parallel creating some of these characters for other game systems, like Starfighter 2E. There's Starfighter 2E Gauntlet as well. So, like, I feel like we might be in the process of building the Envoy in a way, at least the background, the idea, the concept of the character.
I mean, a polyglot steward.
Yeah.
It makes
sense.
Okay. Well, let's see if you, what did we just roll? You got your skill. Okay. Now let's see. Oh, wait, where are we? I've completely lost track.
Yeah, so
this was your third term.
Third term.
That was your skill roll. Now let's see if you survive.
Okay. nine.
Okay. You do in fact survive. So give me 2D for an event.
Another nine.
You go on tour of the sector, visiting several worlds, gain D3 contacts.
Oh, okay, cool. I gain 2 contacts.
Okay. Where do you mark contacts on the character sheet? Oh, I see it. There it is.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you keep... that's a great idea. I don't know why I haven't been doing that. I've just been taking it in notes. You have 2 contacts and 2 allies. Right? You have 2 allies? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, let's see if you advance.
Okay.
This is Intellect 5+.
Okay. 6.
Okay, you advance. There's no rank to this, but you are officially ranked 3. So you're still a staff writer.
Okay.
And you get another skill roll.
Okay.
Go for jack of all trades, Mr.
Yeah,
Stewart?
I'm going to go for that jack of all trades. See if I can get that. I think this is going to be... Oh, I got a 5.
Oh, so close.
Carouse.
Okay. That's great. You're getting some good skills here. Okay.
Skid, you seem to be following along. What are you looking at? Are you looking at like a PDF of the Traveler?
Yeah, I have a PDF of the core rule book.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Joe, if you want to follow along, we're on page 30 and 31 of the Traveler Core Rulebook 2022 update.
That's okay. I like to keep it the way I do it in the car, which is I get surprised by everything from Matthew. Every role I make, Matthew's like, oh, this. I'm like, whoa, okay.
Okay. Well, okay, you're 34. You're a staff writer on ESPN. You've got your limp, but you're doing well. What do you think? One more term?
I'll try one more term.
All right. It's always one more.
All right. So this will be your fourth term. Okay. And then, yeah. So by the end of this, you will be 38 years old.
Okay.
Right. 16. Yeah. You'll be 38 years old.
Yeah. Perfect age to retire from journalism.
Okay.
Okay. It's your fourth term as a journalist. But you also had a term in college, so that's why you're 38, not 34.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Alrighty, let's get you a skill.
Okay. All right, roll personal development again. Ah, six!
Got it.
Oh my gosh, you did it.
Jack of all trades.
Oh my God.
One. Awesome.
All right, okay. So now that means you can roll any untrained skill at -2 instead of -3?
Right, right? Yes.
Yeah, I'm just confirming because... Yeah, it's you're -2 instead of a -3.
Wow. That is
that's huge.
It really is. Like anyway, it's such a great skill.
Well, especially with him in this profession, he doesn't have the option of picking up like a lot of combat skills, but like with his high agility, you know, he can hold his own in like a gun combat.
Mm-hmm.
For example, now with this jack of all trades. Yeah, so that's good.
Okay. All right. Let's see if you survive.
Okay. And this is, what is this?
Education 7+.
Education. 10.
All right. You survive. Give me 2D for an event.
7.
Life event. So let's go to life events table.
Okay.
And that's another 2D for life events?
Another 2D. Page 46. Here we are.
6.
New relationship. You become involved in a romantic relationship.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. Survived. Life event.
I'm so happy for him.
Romantic partner. I know. I mean, after the accident, I was really concerned.
I know. Yeah. It's like fall apart. Think, but
yeah, he's just, so brave.
He was in such a dark place, and just she really like brought him out of it in a way that I didn't think anyone could. It's incredible.
Yeah. I mean,
I can't wait to see the movie of this character.
For real,
I mean, you're 34 to 38. I mean, isn't
yeah,
this,
yeah. I feel like that's I think he got married. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're a married journalist. Okay. Like that's so strange. A married journalist.
A married journalist. What is that legal?
All right, let's see if you advance.
Okay.
This is advance your rank in journalist?
Yes.
And this is intellect, right?
Intellect 5+.
Nailed it.
Okay, so you are promoted to correspondent.
Oh, no wonder you were traveling.
Yeah. Interesting. Oh, I get persuade 1 for that?
You do indeed.
Oh, cool.
Okay. And then you get another skill too. So go ahead and roll on a skill table.
This one I will roll on the journalist. Investigate.
Okay, great. So your investigate goes up to 2. Hard-hitting investigative journalist.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay. All right. Well, so you're now 38. You're a correspondent for ESPN. You're married. You walk with a limp, but you made some money early on, so you could choose to have that fixed. We'll probably do equipment and mustering out off the air probably. But what do you do? So I mean, like, part of me is like, I want you to be the steward, but also part of me is like, wouldn't it be cool to have a famous sports journalist as a passenger on this crew?
I like that. I like that idea.
His book passage to go to like some to check out some like new talent or to cover some far flung game or whatever.
Yeah, it's like you speak Aslan, right? Why don't you cover the Aslan Rugby League?
Maybe you're going to cover the Space Olympics
Or no. Space Olympics.
Maybe well, you know what? Space Olympics is really good, but if we want to keep it going with the space football vibe, this could be the big marketing push for space football is we need to start having games. You know, one game a year is in the Varger homeland or something. Right. Home planet. Just so we can spread and make more money in other sectors of the galaxy.
That's right.
No,
it's
I
like
think
the
I,
London game. Like
exactly. Or the Brazil, the Rio game. Or the Brazil game. I think that we should, I do like Space Olympics. So like the part of the background of this gauntlet is that the ship is on the way to the Space Olympics.
Space Olympics.
Yeah, I love that. That's there's awesome. So much we could do with that. That's amazing.
Or you're on the way home and you caught the like the Bob Costas pink eye. And
early or catching Varger pink eye. It's like, oh, that's brutal.
God, all right, what so do you funny. Think, Sid? Do you want to
I should have spent
there?
All that time sniffing everyone's butt.
I was just trying to blend in.
Yeah, I was just trying. I'm going to muster out, I think.
All right. You want to? You also need to roll on the aging table. Sorry, I forgot to have you do this.
Oh, right. Yes.
Would you do that once? Do you do it? How often do you do that?
When you reach 34, you have to roll it once a turn.
Got it. All right.
So 2d6. 2D. 5.
Okay. No effect.
Great.
Where do the effect? Don't even tell me. Don't spoil it. I can't wait to create a character next.
Oh my God. So excited.
Okay. All right. Should we do mustering out?
Yeah, let's do it. I don't know if it's something that we'll do for every character, but let's just take a quick look at like what it looks like, some of the details. If it, you know, we don't have to do like gear, but what are some of the other details for mustering out? Just walk us through it.
So you'll see, you know, basically you roll for every term you survived, right? Survived your advance. Okay, but basically, if you look at the character sheet, there's a table and you roll 1D. And you've got it, and you get certain skin has a dice modifier +2 to one of these benefits. And you notice there's the table doesn't go up to 6, it goes up to 7. So you can take either the cash or a benefit. So some of the benefits, the cash goes up as the die roll goes up. Benefits include contacts, social standing +1, intellect +1, a six roll is 2 ship shares, which if you're doing campaign, you can pool your ship shares with others to buy a ship. Or a 7 is social standing +1 and education +1. So some personal development, some possibility of a ship. You can also just take the cash.
So wait, you can choose to take the cash or you roll a die?
I mean, you say, I'm going to roll and I'm going to take cash. But let me actually find the actual roll.
Yeah, I'm a little confused here. So if you say, I'll take cash, roll, or I'll take a benefit, roll.
Is yes.
That, okay.
But let me confirm that before I find what page am I going to.
So at one point it was like a survival roll and he rolled a 2 but he had an injury. How do you actually die ever?
He succeeded at the survival roll, which means that because if you fail a survival roll, unless specifically noted, you automatically get kicked out of the career.
So, got it.
But he succeeded at the survival roll. Rolled failed and the, failed the
two
event.
On the life event.
Yeah,
that was the
injury.
Got it.
So, and it's specifically noted, you stay in this career. Where is my mustering out process here?
Yeah, take your time, man. It's all good. It's so funny, like, as we talked about doing this, and by the way, we're going to do several of these. As you can tell, it takes a while to make a character. So we'll be back with another episode tomorrow of this, which is cool. And then we're going to do some more in March, I think. We're just chipping away at this because Gen Con's in July, late July. And so we have a lot of prep to do, not just in Traveler. There's other games as well. So we're going to be creating, I think, a lot of different content surrounding around this that we'll drop on the feed here. So keep an ear out for it. But in the meantime, I think that there's it's so funny to me because I sat down and was like, we need to build like a crew. And we were talking just before we went on air, before we started recording about like, all right, so let's make sure that we have, you know, like a pilot and an engineer and whatever. And it's so funny. Like we go through the path. The first thing we make is a passenger. It's like, how are we ever going to man this ship? if we keep just having good working class lives? What's going to happen? All right. Sorry.
Well, working class is going to not so much. So you get one benefit roll per term in the career. So we're just, this is four. Because you survive and you advance in every term. You can choose to roll on either the cash table or the benefits table. You cannot roll cash more than three times. And because you reached rank four skid, you get a bonus two bonus rolls. So you're actually going to get six rolls on the benefits tables and you get a dice modifier plus two to one of those.
Awesome. Okay.
So I think you're going to do okay. Now, the one thing I will note about the entertainer benefits is that a one or a two on the cash table is nothing.
Right. All right. We got to do this. Let's go. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'm going to roll the cash table with the bonus.
Okay. Great. That's first roll. Smart move.
Okay.
Is that smart?
Oh, I rolled a six. So
seven?
That's a seven.
Max cash?
Max. So yeah, 80,000 credits.
So that goes in cash on hand on the character sheet, 80,000.
Yeah. Well, he might get more, so let's see what happens.
We'll see.
All right. So that was
actually I'll get the cash rolls out of the way. So that was one roll. There's a second roll, also cash. Another six, another 40,000 credits.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay.
I may be able to buy the ship.
I think I figured out the gauntlet. I think I figured it out. Someone's attacking the ship to rob
for my
this
money.
One character.
Kidnap Skid.
He's an insanely wealthy sports journalist.
Unbelievable wealth. Must have been from the book sales.
I guess so. Yeah.
The doping book scandal. Or maybe it was Olympic scandal. Doping scandal.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that's why you're going to this thing. Oh, very interesting.
Made some enemies?
Yeah.
Or that. It made some enemies. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Final cash roll. Another six. Dude. Another 40,000 credits.
Guys, if you want to see the exact opposite thing happen in character creation, tune in tomorrow to my character. And you will see a poor derelict, just like skillless.
It's funny if you take the gambler skill, Joe, you get a plus one to all of your cash benefit rolls.
Oh, that's awesome!
Oh, that's cool.
All right, so are you at 160,000 cash in your wallet?
160,000 cash on hand.
Yeah. I got to go to the bank.
You should open a bank account.
Okay, so do you now want to go to benefits for your
level? Now I'm going to go to benefits.
Okay.
And I have three more rolls?
Three more rolls, yeah.
Okay. A two.
Social standing plus one.
Awesome. Okay.
All right, so you're now up to a seven social standing. Still a plus zero.
Great. Three, so I get another contact.
Yeah, okay. Three contacts.
And final roll, four.
Social standing plus one.
Okay.
So, you go up to an eight. So you're at the max threshold of plus zero.
Okay.
You
came so close to getting
a
plus one.
But it makes sense, right? Over the course of your career as a broadcast journalist, high profile broadcast journalist, you're people know who you are. You know, like you made contacts. You made inroads to ahoy polloi. I don't know. Okay. All right. Well, I have to ask you this final question, Skid. You have a name for this guy?
Yeah. I think his name is Kenneth Mayne.
Come on.
M-A, how are you spelling Mayne? Just so we can avoid
M-A-I-N-E, like the state.
God damn it.
Is it spelled Kenneth?
Like Indiana Jones. That's he's just Kenneth this adventuring Mayne. Type, you know?
I mean, wait,
should we make it a little sci-fi and do Kenneth with a second I? Like K-A-E-N-N-I-T-H?
No, one N. One N. K-E-N-E-T-H.
Kenneth Mayne.
Yeah,
so
Kenneth Mayne.
Amazing.
It would be such a good name if it wasn't just a copy of an actual person. Like if I didn't have the reference and I just saw this name on a character sheet, I'd be like, this is a very
That's
cool
awesome.
Sci-fi character.
Yeah.
Kenneth Mayne.
All right.
I love this guy.
This character is incredible and probably does end up being the focal point of the gauntlet at this point. Like, I don't think you're going to get a richer, more famous character, though. We'll see.
No.
We'll see. Anything can happen.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing your social standing is still only an 8, but I guess it's because you're only sports journalism, right? Like, it's not like
it's like reputation. I think it almost more like a Pat McAfee or something. It's just someone who's just like comes in, is just kind of with a, you know, not the right accent, you know, someone who's seen as sort of this kind of, you know, man of the people kind of thing. But seen as kind of, or like a Tony Siragusa or something, where it's just like seen as a kind of a joke almost. But it's just like he's
actually a hard hitting
super
journalist.
Skilled. He's like,
speaks three languages, speaks four languages, and
It's like, can you believe that Kenneth Mayne speaks four languages? Like, what?
Oh my God, that is so amazing. Well, we didn't know, we weren't sure how it was going to go. And not only did I laugh as much as I always do in the car, but it takes it takes an ep to make a character. I don't know. We'll see. It might change, but we're going to do another part for this tomorrow. So stay tuned to the feed. We'll drop another one tomorrow. And I think, Matthew, will I get a chance to spearhead and do a rolling?
You're up, dude.
Okay, and then we'll rotate. Matthew will do one. We'll go back to Skid, and we don't have an exact release cadence for these because we're just kind of doing them behind the scenes in between other projects when we have time. And so, unfortunately, I don't have a solid release schedule for you on them yet. But expect to see another installment tomorrow, and then more in March. So keep your eyes and ears peeled to the feed. So that's going to do it for today. Thank you, Matthew, for running us through that. I always appreciate it. And I look forward to doing it tomorrow. Yeah. We'll have more Gauntlet prep leading all the way up to Gen Con in July. We're going to try something new with this, and I hope you guys like it. If you do, go to jointhenage.com, join the Discord. Let us know how you're feeling, your thoughts, or any ideas you have for what we could do as part of Gen Con 2026 Gauntlet prep. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
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 The Regency era. You might know it as the time when Bridgerton takes place, or the time when Jane Austen wrote her books. But the Regency era was also an explosive time of social change, sex scandals, and maybe the worst king in British history. And on the Vulgar History Podcast, we're going to be looking at the balls, the gowns, and all the scandal of the Regency era. Vulgar History is a women's history podcast, and our Regency era series will be focusing on the most rebellious women of this time. That includes Jane Austen herself, who is maybe more radical than you might have thought. We'll also be talking about queer icons like Anne Lister, scientists like Mary Anning and Ada Lovelace, as well as other scandalous actresses, royal mistresses, rebellious princesses, and other lesser-known figures who made history happen in England in the Regency era. Listen to Vulgar History wherever you get podcasts.
For 8 years, we've been asking the same question over and over again. How did this happen? My name's Mandy.
And I'm Melissa, and we're the hosts of Moms and Mysteries, the true crime podcast with over 55 million downloads.
We're two Florida moms who are obsessed with mysteries. Each week, we do deep dives into fascinating true crime stories.
We cover everything from infamous cases like Casey Anthony
to the bizarre and complex crimes right here in our home state, like the shocking murder of FSU professor Dan Markell.
We bring you the facts, but with warmth and wit you'd only get from two friends who have been hooked on mysteries since childhood.
Join us for new episodes of Moms and Mysteries every Tuesday and Thursday.
Listen to Moms and Mysteries on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.